KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. It's 8:06. We have mostly sunny skies here in Atlantic. Looking forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 80 and winds in northwest at 15 to 25 this afternoon. And this just into the newsroom. Griswold Fire and Rescue have been dispatched to a two-vehicle accident at 542nd Street and White Pole Road. The crash, according to dispatch, may have involved a rollover. There are unknown injuries at this time. We'll have more information for you as it becomes available. An accident Wednesday afternoon in Red Oak resulted in the driver of a van being issued a verbal warning for unsafe backing and failure to yield while backing onto a highway. Red Oak police say the accident happened around 12:32 p.m. in the 100 block of West Oak Street. A 2018 Ford Transit van driven by 37-year-old Trevor Troy McAlpin of Red Oak was backing out of the Casey's parking lot. A 2004 Dodge Stratus driven by 29-year-old Jody Michelle Boer of Shenandoah was eastbound on West Oak when McAlpin backed the van onto the road into the side of the Dodge. Damage to the Transit van was estimated at $9,000. The Dodge sustained $4,000 damage. There were no injuries reported. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that on Sunday afternoon, an 8-year-old boy was injured during an accident on the Guthrie County Fairgrounds. Dominic Stillwell of Guthrie Center was run over by a 4,000-pound trolley trailer being pulled by a John Deere tractor. He suffered suspected crushing injuries to his right leg and was transported to Blank Children's Hospital by Panora EMS. The accident happened at around 3:45 p.m. Sheriff's officials said the tractor was being operated by 39-year-old Willis Sheeter of Guthrie Center. He was driving and pulling a trailer at around 4.5 to 5 miles per hour with about 5 to 8 people on board. Stillwell was riding with 2 juvenile family members from Guthrie Center. Witnesses report the 3 juveniles had been jumping onto and off the trolley while it was in motion, transporting passengers around the fairgrounds. An adult passenger told the kids to stop jumping on and off and said they should sit down. At the time of the accident, Dominic Stillwell was sitting on the floor of the trailer on the right side with his feet hanging off, dragging onto the ground. He was sitting directly behind the front of the right side tire on the trolley trailer when one of his untied shoestrings became caught in the tire, causing him to be pulled off and run over. The driver was flagged down and stopped immediately. Bystanders then rendered aid to the child before he was transported to the hospital. An investigation determined the floor of the trailer the boy was sitting on was 15.5 inches off the ground. The untied shoestring measured 12 inches long. There were no citations issued and no other injuries reported. A man from Villisca and a man from Red Oak were arrested on separate felony drug charges this week. On Wednesday, Montgomery County deputies executed a search warrant at a residence in the 600 block of East Grimes Street in Red Oak. As a result of the search, deputies arrested 38-year-old Stephen Ray Adams of Red Oak on 3 Class C felony counts, delivery of methamphetamine. Adams was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. A search warrant was executed Tuesday in the 600 block of South 5th Street in Villisca and resulted in the arrest of 26-year-old Jeffrey Stephen Witt of Villisca. He faces Class D felony charges for 3 counts of delivery of marijuana and 1 count of possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. Bond was set at $5,000. A man from Taylor County was arrested Wednesday night on a drug charge in Red Oak. According to Red Oak Police, 22-year-old Connor Ray Martin of Newmarket was arrested at around 7:42 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance first offense. Martin was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said there had been 2 recent arrests. On Tuesday, 33-year-old James Thomas Hume of Sydney was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. Hume was being held on $5,000 bond. And on August 31st, 33-year-old Stephen Richard August Begbie of Glenwood was arrested for failure to appear on a driving while revoked charge. His bond was set at $10,000. Sheriff's officials said also no injuries were reported following an accident Tuesday afternoon in Mills County. Authorities say at around 4 p.m., a 2007 Freightliner semi pulling a side dump rock trailer was stopped at the intersection of 195th and Bungie Avenue. The driver, 23-year-old Dylan Wood of Omaha, was attempting to back up in order to allow another semi to make the wide turn onto 195th. Wood failed to notice a 2014 Ford Focus driven by 23-year-old Stephanie Rode of Pacific Junction was directly behind him, and he backed into the vehicle. The car sustained extensive front-end damage to the hood and bumper. There was no visible damage to the semi. Both vehicles were driven away from the scene. There were no citations issued. Elsewhere in the news, Representative Cindy Axne is raising significant concerns over unnecessary delays of critical levee repairs along the Missouri River, repairs that would help protect Iowans in the southwest corner of the state. Her office said in a letter that was sent Wednesday to Secretary of Interior Deb Haaland and key officials of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Axne's concerned were about delays in repairs to the Coulthard Levee, which runs through the DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge in Harrison County. Repairs to the Coulthard Levee have faced obstacles from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, causing delays that, if not completed by next spring, could devastate homes, businesses, and acres of farmland south of the levee in Harrison and Pottawatomie County, according to Axne. Her letter said, "We cannot allow bureaucratic red tape to stand in the way of Iowans protecting their communities from future flooding. 2.5 years since the flooding along the Missouri River, Iowans are still rebuilding and working to protect their communities from future devastation." Axne says, "I'm greatly concerned about the delays with the Coulthard Levee in southwest Iowa." She requested the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service promptly work with the Coulthard Levee District to allow the levee to be repaired. Axne also highlighted that the levee district had received a grant from the state of Iowa to help fund the repairs, which expires at the end of this year. Last year, she introduced bipartisan legislation to provide the Army Corps of Engineers with new authority to cut through the red tape and provide federal funds for levees in repeated flooding communities like Hamburg. That legislation was adapted within the Water Resources Development Act of 2020 to successfully give new authority to the Corps of Engineers in order for them to address the needs of hundreds of communities facing repeated flooding events. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.